We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on The Fan Upstate.
I asked you guys last week, how many of you are watching the World Baseball Classic? And there were three groups. The largest group of which was, I didn't even know this was happening, right? And in the conversations I had with the people who dropped a, I didn't even know this event was happening on me, what I found very, very interesting was the responses when I began talking about the rosters themselves. What was very, very interesting was when I said, what if I told you that this year's Team USA roster was, and this is not knee-jerk, this is as sincere as Rob Brown is capable of being, this year's Team USA roster is the single best assemblage of baseball players in the history of baseball. Never before has a lineup had as much talent as this Team USA lineup does. Now, there is a massive challenge here, and that massive challenge is that in order to participate in the World Baseball Classic, players had to leave their teams in the midst of spring training. So Mike Trout, who had himself a day last night, by the way, speaking of the best assembly of talent, Team USA, by the fifth inning yesterday, Lonzo, had as a lineup hit for the cycle twice. Single, double, triple, homer. They did it twice in five innings. You understand how ridiculous that is?
That's pretty sad for the competitions. That makes it sound like they were playing a rec team.
Well, Canada, so not that.
Yeah, you're right.
However, first baseman for Team Canada, former Atlanta Brave term LA Dodger Freddie Freeman was on that team yesterday. Freddie's mom was Canadian. He plays for Team Canada in her honor and memory, which I think is pretty dope. Anyway, the last two evenings, I have stayed up to nearly 1 o'clock in the morning watching Team USA baseball at the World Baseball Classic. And I'm going to tell you that I'm not changing it. I will be up till 1 o'clock in the morning every morning watching Team USA baseball at the World Baseball Classic. It's that good to watch them play offense. Texture says the fans, starting pitching is the downfall for this team. And it is. But again, there's a reason for it. And the reason for it is there are requirements for the pitchers to be allowed to participate from their parent clubs, right? Like yesterday, Miles Mikolas came in through the ninth inning. He was scheduled to throw, I think, 60 pitches yesterday by his parent club. It's ridiculous. And this is one of the things that I very much enjoyed. It is ridiculous to see how much of a science these clubs have dialed down onto what guys do when, where, and for how long. Miles Mikolas was scheduled. He's a St. Louis Cardinal, one of the better starters in the league right now. Was scheduled to throw, I think, either 50 or 60 pitches yesterday. He came in, cleaned up the ninth inning quickly, and had like 30 pitches left. So as a part of his requirement to participate, Team USA had to send him out to the bullpen to throw a simulated game to end his night. There are guys that are on a schedule. You are allowed to pitch this many pitches on one day. You are then obligated to get 2 or 3 or 4 days of rest before you do it again, which means that they're not going to be available for the back half of pool play for Team USA. Team USA is now 2-1. They've defeated Great Britain and Canada in blowout wins. They got blown out by Mexico. Three wins get you out of the pool. Three wins move you into the knockout round. The Americans have taken two. They need one more. I am watching this obviously at night with every desire to see Team USA move on and win. But I got to tell you, I'm a baseball fan and the ball's pretty good. Yeah, our pitching is going to be the struggle, especially in the knockout round, depending on how guys are and are not available, right? Based on their parent club schedule. It's going to be tough. Going to be a situation where you got two starters available one day. They both throw. They got to go on rest. And for round two, you don't have any starters available. You got to throw a bullpen game in a spot where you otherwise would never do that. So there's a lot of strategy. And the Americans, I think, are more hampered by that than anybody else. And it's going to add a little degree of difficulty towards a repeat. But it is the best lineup of baseball players ever assembled. This is better than some NL All-Star lineups of the past. It is good from top to bottom. It is a lineup of All-Stars from both the AL and NL, top to bottom. I don't understand. I don't understand how if you call yourself a baseball fan, you are not fully dialed into this. Hell, I don't understand how you're not dialed into it if you're just a fringe baseball fan. It's fun. The other night against Mexico, they're playing out in Phoenix. Phoenix, Miami are the two American host cities. The Americans and most of the North American teams are playing in either Phoenix or Miami. There was a group of guys in the dugout seats behind home plate that were knocking back brewskis and getting up to throw strike three calls when guys were getting dinged out. It was entertaining as hell. I don't do this often. As Lonzo can attest, I think, I'm not the cat that challenges people's fandom of things, right? I'm not a gatekeeper. I don't think about man cards. I don't think about, well, if you do this, you're not a real fan. A real fan wouldn't do this. A real fan would, that's not my style. Except right now, if you're not watching the World Baseball Classic, you're not a baseball fan. Now, you might be,
okay.
You might be a Braves fan. You might be a Yankees fan. You might be a Red Sox fan, but you're a fan of the team. You're not a fan of baseball because this is baseball at its purest. And it's great. By the way, the other aspect of this that I love, and a texter just brought it up. I was going to hit it anyway, but good call on it, texter. Nicaragua was playing the Dominican Republic the other day. Duque Hebert is a 21-year-old pitcher for Nicaragua. He entered Monday's game in the ninth inning. He struck out Soto. He struck out Rodriguez. In the middle of Soto, Rodriguez, and Devers was Manny freaking Machado. So he K's Soto. He K's Rodriguez. He gives up a double to Manny Machado, and then he K's Rafael Devers. So what happened to this 21-year-old Nicaraguan pitcher that none of us had heard before? The Detroit Lions called him the next day, Detroit Tigers. That'd have been more interesting.
Just in case you think I'm not paying attention.
It was all over me. The Detroit Tigers called up Hebert the next day and signed him to a minor league contract, a developmental minor league contract. This tournament is greatness.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.